looks like a flying saucer, like from the Lost in Space, you know, the Jupiter, the shape and the metal that goes into it, which is a particular alloy, has everything to do with the sound of the instrument, which makes it so beautiful sounding. So it's not like they said, oh, let's make something that looks like a flying saucer. They were former steel pan makers, Felix and Sabina, the two makers of the Hung. They thought outside the pan.
Let me know I'm not alone. I need to rest in your shade.
The little dimples around it, which we call tonal fields. And the bottom of it has what they call the goo, you know? It sounds like a goo, right? And the top is the ding. Around the top of it are these beautiful tonal fields. Yeah, you could play rhythmically or melodically. At first, they didn't know how to distribute because a lot of people, when they first heard the instrument, they fell in love with it, which is what happens a lot. You play it out in the world and someone just wants one. But it was different with Felix and Sabina. They weren't looking for people who knew how to play. They were looking for people who could maybe learn to play the spirit of the instrument. To play the spirit of the instrument meant to come in with an empty mind, you know, to come in with a spirit of this is something new. In the beginning, I didn't know what to make of it either. I was playing it fast and furious, and over time I started to realize, you know, there's amazing possibilities with just a soft touch and just... They call it a Hung because Hung means hand in Swiss German, particular to Bern, Switzerland's dialect. Why do they call it a hand? Well, it's made by the hand, played with the hands. There's an interactivity with the hand and the instrument that's unlike anything else. It's almost like you're giving the instrument a massage when you're playing it, you know? And that's the way I like to approach playing it, is to play it with a certain kind of gentleness so that you can really hear those notes just kind of sing out and hear all the harmonics. If anything, I want to empty out my preconceptions and just let what needs to flow through. That's the direction I'd like to take the Hung, in a sense, is to be more free and be more of a conduit to, you know, spirit to come through me to play in the way that needs to happen in the moment. I don't feel alive if my heart isn't open or isn't in the process of opening. If I allow what's going on in the world to be a part of my life too much, then nothing works for me. So I need to play this music in order to find a way to keep my heart open. And that's what this music does for me. If I'm able to do it for myself, then I feel like it will affect other people.